right, we're back with another recorded live episode. We're doing a little live streaming too of AW360 live from Advertising Week New York 2024, the 20th anniversary Advertising Week. And I've got two guests in the studio with me right now: Jill Strickman, founder and president and CEO of Genuine, and Jennifer Kitchen, executive producer at Genuine. Welcome.
Hello.
Let me turn your mics on. That would help.
That would help. Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
Yes, we're happy to be here.
Absolutely. My pleasure. So for starters, tell me about Genuine and what you do there.
Okay. Our company is Genuine, the Real People Company, and we have been in existence for over 30 years. We find real people with compelling stories for well-known brands, big brands, everything from Dove to American Express, Microsoft, as well as pharma brands.
Real people.
Real people.
Not these AI people.
Not the AI people.
Or the actors.
Or the actors.
Yes.
It seems sort of ironic that consumers are real people, and yet the trend lately has been to use artificial people or actors to sell to them. You know, clearly there's huge benefits to casting real people. Can you tell us what those benefits are?
Basically, we're all wired for connection. Mm-hmm. And when we see a real person that we identify with, that resonates emotionally. So using real people in advertising helps humanize brands and get people to relate to them in a different way.
Jennifer, anything to add?
No, absolutely. I mean, you really get authenticity and a real resonant, compelling story from a real person that certainly doesn't come through with AI, and even oftentimes we'll have trouble coming through from an actor. Usually when you're watching something as a person at home, you can tell if this is an actual authentic experience shared from the heart and true experiences, or if it's something that's scripted or even talking points.
Yeah, I'm curious, when you think about who you cast, some of these people are, you know, they're all real life people and they're all real users of real products or real services. Some of them, I also assume, are professionals in respective fields as well.
Well, there are different categories in the whole real people realm. So we have your real person who is a businesswoman, a soccer mom, a dad, you know, just your regular off the street person. Then you have what we call experts. Mm-hmm. And those are people who, it could be doctors, it could be designers, architects. And so these are people who have expertise in a field. And then, you know, now there's also influencers. And that's a different, and you could be an expert and an influencer. But an expert tends to be someone who their job is, you know, to be an architect, and they speak about that. So that's sort of the realm. Would you say that covers it?
Absolutely. Yeah.
It seems sort of strange that we have to have this caveat that they're real people. It's just, it's kind of funny how when we're talking about this, we're constantly saying these real people, as though, because that is so unusual in this industry. How do you go about determining the best fit when casting for a brand? You know, obviously you have a lot of pretty sizable pool of real people that you work with, I would assume.
We don't have a pool.
You have no pool.
Basically, well, we have a mailing list of people who are interested in hearing about opportunities, but every project that we get, we go out and we use the various resources that we have built and established to actually actively recruit and find what it is we're looking for that particular project. Because it can get very specific.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it can be, you know, someone who has a certain condition and is on a certain medication. But specifically, we want someone who has switched from another medication within the last 6 months. So we don't just have 10 of those people sitting by. We have to go out and actively find them for each project. So we have various resources, such as our own, obviously, social media, digital platforms, people are followers. We have a mailing list of hand raisers. All of those work as networking tools. That sounds like my uncle. My uncle has diabetes. Let me see if he's on this medication. And then we also can go out and specifically target what we're looking for. So if we're looking for architects, for example, we might have a few that we reach through our mailing list or whatever, but we have to actually go out and tell each architect, you know, this is the project, this is what we're looking for, might you be interested?
And it comes down to where do people gather, mm-hmm. you know, in their circle. So it really comes down to like clubs, groups, associations, and those have always existed. Now it's much easier to access them online. Mm-hmm. But for instance, we might be asked to find people to talk about a certain topic. Like for right now, we're working on a project for a financial company, and they want real people having discussions about their personal finance. And these are different topics. So in that, and across the board in terms of different types of people. So really every project is unique.
And even with that particular example, although sometimes we're looking for people who use certain products or certain brands, sometimes it's really just sort of a values partnership. And we just want to hear this particular project. They don't even want to ask about the brand. They just want to hear what people's thoughts are on their current financial situation. So, you know, lots of times it's just talking to people and getting them to open up and share their stories.
So there's a call out to the community. What's the next step?
So we do a call to the community, we put the information out there, and we ask if people are interested to click on a submission form link where they can tell us, yes, I'm interested in participating, please contact me if I qualify. And then our team goes through the submissions. We have various qualifiers and questions that we ask to see if they do fit our needs. And then we contact people and either ask them to create a self-recorded video answering some prompts that we give them, or we conduct a one-on-one video chat interview where one of our interviewers guides them. And then those are submitted to our client for review, and ultimately favorites are selected.
So I have to ask, do you have any interesting casting stories?
Oh my. After 25 years of this? No, of course not. No.
Where are we going to start? I think a good example of a meaningful casting story was for the Dove Cost of Beauty campaign, where we were asked to find people who had mental health issues, and one of the categories was an eating disorder, who had felt they had been influenced by social media. And that's very specific. They also needed to have pictures and videos from their life to tell the story, UGC, user-generated content. Mm-hmm. That's another big area. That's very sensitive. And that was a really challenging search. We found people in all different, who had struggled in different ways. And the spot is so powerful and has been extremely successful and won many, many awards. So that was really, it's called Dove Cost of Beauty. If you Google it, you know, bring your tissues. It's a very moving and powerful spot.
I'll wait till the end of advertising week before I go look that up. I don't need a midweek advertising week cry.
That might be helpful.
Well, I mean, other than, you know, the crying over the lack of decent Wi-Fi. Jennifer, how about you?
Well, as she was saying, we have a lot of stories that we work on that are very sensitive and emotional. However, we also have a couple funny stories, and one of the ones from a long time ago, you know, we get some crazy specific asks, and one of my favorites was we were looking for women who were going to get married in a few months who had bunions on their feet.
No. In Miami.
They had to be in Miami to try out a new product for bunions, and they wanted the commercial crew to film their wedding. So
they had to be Hispanic.
And they had to be Hispanic.
I think it was corns.
Was it corns? It was a corn remover, yes. So all of those qualifications we had to fit. So we had to get them in the right place at the right time, willing for us to come to their wedding, and also had to have corns on their feet, which is...
Were the corns going to be filmed?
They were going to film her, yeah, because she was going to be wearing, she's going to be on her feet all day.
So she applies the product.
And there was people willing to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Real people willing to do
that.
Real wedding.
Real wedding.
Wow. Yeah.
And it was like in the month of February. It was so specific.
It was very specific.
And we pulled it off.
We did.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, we get a lot like that. What I always say is that, you know, we think, oh, real people, so that's everybody. But once our clients come to us, there's this giant pool of prospective real people that gets narrower and narrower as far as who may actually qualify for what they're specifically looking for.
Yeah, but if I'm a brand and I come to you and I need to have that light bulb moment mm-hmm. of what's possible, all you need really tell me is that story. Because that will give me the idea that, well, yeah, the demographic I'm looking to hit seemed obscure before.
Yeah.
But has nothing on Hispanic weddings with corns in Miami.
Yeah.
Perhaps in February.
Yeah. Usually we're presented with creative.
Right.
You know, we have an agency. And then we work with the agents, with the creatives to try to like find what they're imagining. And then also we really try to get them to be open, like work collaboratively, because sometimes we'll find things that, you know, they have to hit certain points because they're trying to communicate. But sometimes we discover things that no one has thought of, and it's, you know, even better. So that's really exciting. And it's an exciting way to work.
It sounds like a great job, to be honest with you. I mean, 25 years of this, you must be having some fun.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's always interesting.
It's interesting. It's challenging. We're always learning something new.
And we're always talking to different types of people. It's very interesting when you talk. One of my favorite stories also is in the same week, I interviewed people who were looking to find the cure for cancer. So I was at a corporate place where I was interviewing scientists. And the next day I went and interviewed people who own septic companies. And both days I was struck by how passionate these people were about what they do. And it was just really eye-opening to me that if you actually talk to someone about what they do, what they love, what their passions are, everybody has a story.
I'm just thinking of people who own septic companies with corns.
No, they didn't have to have corns.
They didn't have to have the corns. That's funny.
Oh,
that's really funny.
Oh, this is amazing. I love it. If someone wanted to find out more about Genuine The Real People Company, where would they go?
They would go to genuinerealpeople.com.
Yeah.
Or they could email jennifer@genuinerp.com or myself at jill@genuinerp.com or Sarah Conti or sarah@genuinerp.com, who's our business development.
Who's in the room with us right now.
He's right here. Hi. Say hi, Sarah.
And also on our website, there is a place if you are a real person listening to this and you're interested, you can sign up to be in our mailing list to hear about future opportunities. You never know if your corns may be the star of the show.
Featured on a future production.
And of course, if you're a client, you can also email us through the website as well.
No, this is very cool. Thank you both so much for participating. I enjoyed this very much.
Well, thank you.
Great.